Hi, Achi.
Very well, thanks.
Nice to see you, guys.
Good morning.
Good, yeah, man. You're good.
Very well, thanks. But tired, but yeah, good.
And lekker cold, hey?
Flip, it's freezing cold, eh? Last few days of cold. The water pipes are frozen.
Yeah. Did you have water this morning?
No, I had water, but you know what? The washing takes forever to dry as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so little sunlight.
Mm-hmm. It freezes solid on the line, yeah, for starters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's always a worse place, like the planet of farts or the Free State. Right? I mean, the Free State's freezing. They've got snow all over the place.
So -7 on TikTok.
Yes. Jesus. Yeah, I know. It's very bad. Ugh. Now, last month, Monet came in here and he told us about the big show that you guys had in Europe. Yeah. Right? The business travel show Europe.
That's right, yeah.
Right. And he told us about the plans that you've got for global domination for travel IT. And we introduced what you guys were going to be doing at that business travel show in London. And you're going to tell us a little bit about what happened at that show, because this is the place to talk travel technology, the latest developments, cutting edge ideas, all of that innovation.
100%. I mean, if you want to, in the travel industry, if you want to call yourself a global player, that's the place to be.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Who are all there? I mean, like, who flies to it to exhibit besides people like you guys at Tourvest Travel Services? Who goes to see the things there? Look at this. Wow.
Yeah. So what you see on the screen over there, those are some of the exhibitors that you've got. American Express Card and a company called Direct ATPI. A lot of tech providers. They actually split the show into three. Mm-hmm. They have a meeting show because, as you know, meetings and exhibitions is big in the travel industry. They have a travel show, which is for travel management companies.
Right.
And they have a tech show. It's all in one. What you see over there is the planning. Mm. Now, you'd think that's like a week before. That's literally 12 hours before opening.
Sure. And am I right in assuming that a lot of these people who have got exhibitions there, we wouldn't necessarily know outside of the travel business? We wouldn't know, but these are the machines and the systems that run things.
Yeah,
when you make a booking,
they got weird names and all of that kind of stuff. You never heard of them before, but they're the little connectors that put everything together. And with Travel IT, we're one of those connectors.
Yeah,
all the way from South Africa, deep south, and we thought it's time to introduce ourselves to the world. So yeah, it was fantastic.
That's very, very good. Okay, so tell us about your stand.
So, when we chose our stand, we wanted to be a little humble. We obviously also needed to go with what we could afford. So it's a bit of that combined. And, you know, everything's in pounds. So you got to, that's the stand that we've got over there. We partnered with our UK partner called Munro's.
Right.
We went in with the We program and You Prosper catch line for Travel IT. And I got a little special mention for Knickknacks, which was the hero of the entire show.
Oh, lekker. Okay, and so what is that? Because people love Knickknacks.
Tell you the story about Knickknacks. We didn't know this.
I saw that in the corner. I was like, what is it? There? Someone leave their packet of chips lying
on you know, when you have an exhibition, you have to have like a little takeaway or giveaway and stuff like that. Everybody's got something.
Yeah.
And we tried to get a marula.
Uh-huh.
And apparently you need a liquor license.
Okay.
So we said, fine, we've got a company in the UK, Tourvest Duty Free.
Yeah.
They've got a liquor license. No. The UK, you need a personal, it's called a personal liquor license if you want to serve alcohol on a stand.
Okay.
Whatever Spoil alcohol sports. It is. Yeah. Okay, no problem. It's going to cost £500 for the license. No problem. 10 grand. No problem. We'll do that. Okay, what do we need to do? Well, it's a 3-month process. There's about 17 forms you got to fill in. They got so many rules. The stand next to us is a South African guy on board, and they always find the back door. Found one of the catering company's trolleys, put all the drinks on there, paid them £1,000 to get some beers.
That's awesome.
If that's not the most South African thing I've heard today, I don't know what is.
We always make a plan.
Had to be a South African. And there's so many South Africans there, which is, you know, quite outstanding.
So how did you end up with Knickknacks?
Well, Monet said, well, if you're going to give a snack away, give fizzers, you know, South African stuff, and take Knickknacks and just trust me. And we didn't know this. It's contraband. It's actually banned in Europe and the UK.
Wow.
For something that's inside it in terms of the ingredients.
Monosodium glutamate, probably.
That's probably it. And even the South African store can't stock it.
Really?
So nobody has it. And we went over with a suitcase full.
That's so clever. God, I love you guys. You know, these guys really do break all the rules. But, you know, that's part of the fun side of what you do. I know that there's a very serious part of your business, and it's probably worth just reiterating to people who don't understand the real backbone of what you do. And so many of the bookings that we're all making on a day-to-day basis, we don't even realize are going through Travel IT.
That's right.
And this is novel, innovative, and original technology developed here in South Africa by Tourvest. And what's amazing about it is that this is already doing the job in South Africa and internationally, and is probably the best system for not only corporate travel, but for individual travel. I mean, it's working in the background when you book on Discovery, for example. Am I right?
Yeah, and a whole lot of others. But it's more, much more than that. It's a fully integrated. And this is why something we learned while we were there. We've seen other products while we were there. We spoke to clients who are using other products or competing products over there. And it's just so much of fun. You're standing on the stand and you're watching some of the sales guys go through some demos. Really, really interesting. There's dozens of exhibitors over there. And these clients have seen a lot of these things. And they get very surprised when they sit with our salespeople and they're doing a live demo. They're not doing a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, yeah. It's happening. You can actually do it.
It's not a sales job.
So you guys are ahead of the curve.
It's a live demo. And you see the look on their face. Say, is this live? And he's like, yeah, we just booked you a ticket as a demo, but a live ticket from here to Ibiza. Yeah. And it's issued your ticket. And they're like, really? Can I fly? It's like, yes, it's done it. There's the ticket. It's on your mobile phone. And they're so surprised by that, number one. They're also surprised that it's something that actually works. Yeah. Now, if you'll afford me a little bit of time to explain.
Go for it.
You've got a lot of tech companies that offer this tech solution for online travel.
Sure.
And really, really world-class companies, looks really good, looks really slick. And as you know, there's a process. You know, mm-hmm. you look for something, you find something, you price it.
Yeah.
You check availability, you select something, goes for approval, gets accepted, gets rejected. Goes through a process before you actually get your documentation. We keep our process simple. I think it's like a 5-step process in corporate. It's connected via mobile, via desktop, via the app, all of that kind of stuff. The competing products put a lot of little processes, we call them micro processes, in between all of this.
That slows it down.
And slows it down, but also a lot of the time doesn't actually get to the end. Because the user gets a little frustrated.
Mm. Yeah.
And what do? They revert to what's called the traditional model. Oh, no, I can't be asked with this. Just get all the consultant. Let a travel agent do it for me. Mm. And the reason why they do these micro processes in between is because somewhere there, it's a little broken.
There's someone has to get their slice of the pie.
Correct.
And right. So it also ends up being cheaper this way.
So these clients that we see are so surprised to see the live demo, and it actually works right till the end.
But let me understand, and for the purpose of our audience this morning, this is mostly for corporate travel.
That's all, but, well, I for mean, the it, show, yes.
It, yeah. it could work, you know, you could end up rolling out an individual travel application. There are many that use this as their background interface anyway.
Coming soon.
I can't wait.
Watch this
space. So that'll be exciting. Yeah. And then you don't have to use all of that stuff either. You can just have the most streamlined process and have 100%. Your documents and have your tickets instantly. All right. So what's next, Achi? I mean, you guys are always developing the new thing.
Well, like I say, coming soon. We got a couple of weeks, maybe a month or more before we start testing the personal version of Travel IT, which is coming soon on travel.co.za. We have a partner showcase, which you know about. It's on level 45 coming soon. It's a big, big event that we're having. It's going to be the highest partner or travel showcase, highest in terms of level 45 in South Africa, in probably the world, because everybody has these things on the ground. We decided to have it at level 45.
That's in the Leonardo. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, another exciting thing happening, probably in about 3 to 4 weeks' time, we're opening our Dubai office.
Wow.
The actual opening. So that's going to be great.
Amazing.
Funny enough, we met, I won't mention the company's name, but the head of procurement for a company that's a global company, the global head of procurement, and was heard of us through a campaign we ran online on LinkedIn. And the feedback, she said, we got a big office in Dubai. Mm-hmm. And we said, we met with them. And they weren't interested in our technology. And she asked why. And we said, Well, they're scared the PAs might lose their jobs. Oh. And, you know, the PAs are from all over the world, from Russia, from, you know, the UK, from Spain and all of that kind of stuff. And the PAs are the ones rejecting it. And she said, bullshit. I'm coming to South Africa. We're going to have a full meeting and we're going to talk about rolling this out in Dubai and the rest of the world. So
cut out the middlemen seems to be the idea
and
here too.
Very, very positive, the business travel show. I mean, there's thousands of people that attend. I just wanted to finish on that. Mm-hmm. But you only have probably space for 30 meetings or engagements. So you have to be really, really selective about who you accept meetings with.
Wow.
And it's a very slick system. 2 or 3 weeks before the show, all these registered buyers go online, look at the exhibitors and request meetings with you. But if they've never heard about you, they're not going to request a meeting, right. Which is why we did a targeted online campaign on LinkedIn.
Very good.
To people with specific titles. They just saw, come and find us. We travel IT. We'll change your life. And we got half our meetings were actually requested from them. And the other half of meetings we requested with certain people. And you got a lot of walk-ins and people that come by. So it's a 3-year cycle. This was year one. Welcome to Travel IT, introducing us. Next year, make a little bit bigger of a mark. And by year three, that's when we get the competitors nervous.
I love it. All right. I also like your Star Wars hoodie. That's very cool. By the way, just for good measure, while we say goodbye to Achie, you can go and check out travel.co.za. Make your dream holiday a reality.